It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. Do you sometimes feel stuck in habits of thinking and feeling or the things you do? Do you feel like you're living out your own version of the movie Groundhog Day, going through endless cycles of the same things in the same ways? Then I have some wonderful news for you. Built into you is a way out of that loop. To unlock it, all you have to do is be willing to assume full ownership of your life and then start over from where you are. It's not as hard as you've been telling yourself. Join me this week as we consider ways of reaching within ourselves and setting ourselves free. Before we begin, I want to share something personal with you. When I began recording these podcasts nearly 3 years ago, it was because I want mine to be a strong and strident voice for what is good in the world. As much as I can, I want to speak to and encourage the very best and highest in each of us. In the past few weeks, not only has that commitment not diminished, it's gotten stronger. To say it as simply as I can, I believe in us. All of us. The entire human family. It's the light of our shared humanity that will take us to a better future and will help us live more meaningfully and make wiser and more compassionate decisions in the present. And so thank you for the support you show by listening to these podcasts and sharing them with others. Just knowing that you're listening is all the encouragement I need to keep going. Now to this week's consideration and the self-bestowed freedom of letting go and starting over. In every moment we're alive, we're completely free to pause and begin again, free to start our lives over as often as we need to, as often as we want to, as many times as we choose to. That's not just a catchy phrase, it happens to be true. The moment we accept that our lives fully belong to us, and that we're the ones, the only ones, making our decisions from the inside out, something marvelous takes place. We recognize many of the rules we've been living by for what they are, and that they don't work and never really did. By having that recognition, we step more fully into the present, and we open the door to healthy personal change. One of the first of the old rules to throw onto the compost pile is the one we use to tell ourselves that we have to do it perfectly, whatever it may be. In fact, when we take a cold, hard look at perfect, we see that perfect is the enemy of good enough. Think about it, and you'll see that compared to perfect, words like excellent, marvelous, great, fantastic, wonderful, superior, magnificent, grand, and a long list of others are all describing failure. Failure. Really? Excellent is failure? Really? Magnificent is failure? Wonderful is insufficient? When be perfect is the standard, nothing will be good enough. Nothing. The liberating truth is that we never have to do anything perfectly. Not one thing. We aren't capable of it. We don't even have to get it right the first time, or in most cases, the second or third or fourth. We just have to keep learning and growing and focusing. And eventually, we get there. As you continue in the process of awakening, you're probably recognizing that when it comes to being human, we'll never be perfect. Perfect isn't our job and never was. Once again, our job is to keep learning and growing, gradually returning to what we authentically are, coming home to what we've always been, regardless of what the world has shown us or the demands it tries to impose on us. The more we operate from the awareness of who and what we truly are, and the more kindness and compassion we intentionally offer ourselves, and then to those around us, the more often the things we do will be just right. Not perfect, but just right. Recognizing that, we grant ourselves the authority to stop the clock and to come to a standstill for as long as we need to. Each time we do, our awareness becomes clearer, and we begin again from that point. When we accept the truth of that authority, that we are in control of our own lives, we release ourselves from the disease of busyness. We enliven all that we do with the slow and steady revitalizing breath of deep stillness and inner calm. It's from that place that our very best shines out of us. As an experiment in awareness, allow yourself to slow the moment just a bit, and then allow yourself to become aware of what a personal restart would look like or feel like to you. Then, without having to acquire resources or ideas or materials, and without giving in to any sense of urgency, offer yourself total permission to allow that restart to happen. With that permission in place, then take any single step that will help you start over from where you are. Remember, you're not stuck. You never really were. And you're not bound to the old and outdated rules that got you stuck. You are self-liberated into the wholeness and balance of your life. With that in mind, here are this week's three beautiful questions. Question 1. What rules or ideas have you been following that have been holding you back from being fully alive? What rules or beliefs are you following that are keeping you from truly living? Question 2. To the degree that you know it, where or from whom did you acquire them? Where did you get those ideas that have been running, in some cases ruining, your life? And finally, question 3. As the author, an editor, and publisher of your own daily life script, what healthier ideas do you choose to put into place right now? What new guiding principles will help you live more effectively and in more balanced ways? Remember, it's not about doing it perfectly or even getting it completely right. It's about living dynamically and editing or adjusting in ways that help bring you to greater balance, greater awareness, and a deeper sense of lived peace. As you continue to make the shift, write and tell me what things are changing for the better in your life. As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you again for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken to living in better and more effective ways. My goal is for each of us to live better lives and create better possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for our beautiful planet home. As always, I'm open to your comments and feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. If you haven't seen them yet, you'll notice some recent changes on the Beautiful Question website at thebeautifulquestion.com. Along with changes in its appearance, you'll find an archive of all of my podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. And soon, you'll be able to read the transcript of each podcast as you listen. There'll also be links to a number of other offerings to challenge and inspire you. As always, if you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to tell others about them or to share them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.